Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with his Mauritian counterpart Naveen Chandra Ramgulam in Varanasi to review full spectrum of bilateral cooperation. Indian Airlines to resume normal services to Kathmandu from today to bring back stranded people in Nepal. ISRO signs agreement for commercialization of small satellite launch vehicle technology. India expresses deep concern over Israeli attacks in Doha, calls to resolve issues through dialogue and diplomacy. And in cricket, India thrash hosts UAE by 9 wickets, chase a 58-run target in just 4.3 overs in Asia Cup at Dubai. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with the Mauritius Prime Minister Naveen Chandra Ramgulam in Varanasi this morning to review the entire gamut of bilateral cooperation. Mr. Ramgulam arrived in Varanasi last evening on a week-long state visit. He was received by Uttar Pradesh Governor Anandibeen Patel with a ceremonial welcome and a guard of honour. The visit of PM Ramgulam builds on the momentum from PM Modi's March 2025 visit to Mauritius, when both leaders elevated ties to an enhanced strategic partnership. We have more from our correspondent.
During the bilateral discussions, the two leaders will review the full spectrum of cooperation with particular focus on developmental partnership and capacity building. Both leaders will discuss opportunities for expanding collaboration in health, education, science and technology, energy, infrastructure, as well as in emerging domains such as renewable energy, digital public infrastructure and the blue economy. As a close maritime neighbor in the Indian Ocean region, Mauritius is key to India's Mahasagar vision and the neighborhood first policy. The deepening cooperation between the two countries carries significance not only for the prosperity of the people of both countries, but also for the collective aspirations of the global south. Alok Rai, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
Air India and IndiGo have announced that it is operating special flights from Delhi to Kathmandu and back to help passengers who have been stranded due to the recent developments in Nepal. In a statement, Air India said the scheduled operations have started and will also resume today. The airline has asked passengers to check the status of the flights on its website. It has also thanked the government and other agencies for a quick coordination to facilitate this in the interest of the passengers. IndiGo said they will resume 4 daily flights to and from Kathmandu today. In a statement, the airline said that 2 special relief flights will also be operating, dedicated to bringing passengers home safely. The statement added, to facilitate ease of travel, these relief flights will be offered at special fares. Meanwhile, Union Minister of Civil Aviation Kinjarapu Ram Mohan Naidu has said that airlines have been advised to keep their fares within reasonable levels. In a social media post, he added that the government remains committed to supporting our passengers while ensuring their safe travel during this time. Bihar Chief Secretary Pratyay Amrit held a high-level review meeting with officials regarding the current situation in Nepal in view of the ongoing agitation, violent protest in Nepal, and recent incidents of jailbreak in the neighboring country. The Chief Secretary directed that security arrangements in the border districts along the India-Nepal border be further strengthened. The meeting was held at the Secretariat in Patna. He further directed that security be tightened at key institutions and important installations of the state, including bridges, railway stations and power plants. Embassy of India in Beijing has issued an advisory for Indian citizens currently stranded in Tibet Autonomous Region, China, while undertaking the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra organized by private tour operators via Nepal. The prevailing situation in Nepal has impacted the planned travel arrangements of the Indian citizens undertaking the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra. The Indian citizens have been advised to exercise due caution in view of the ongoing developments. Given the high altitude and challenging terrain, they have been advised to take necessary care and precautions for their health and well-being. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population of Nepal has confirmed that the death toll from protests led by Gen Z demonstrators has risen to 30. According to the ministry, over 1,000 people were injured during the nationwide protests. The health ministry said emergency services have been mobilized to handle the situation and hospitals have been instructed to remain on high alert. The protests, which began in Kathmandu on 8th of September, were driven by demands to lift the social media ban imposed by the KP Sharma Oli-led government and to ensure greater transparency. The Indian Space Research Organization, or ISRO, has signed an agreement for commercialization of small satellite launch vehicle technology, SSLV. The agreement was signed between New Space India Limited, the Indian Space Research Organization, Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Center, and Hindustan Aeronautics Limited. It enables Hindustan Aeronautics Limited to independently produce small satellite launch vehicles. Under this agreement, ISRO will transfer SSLV technology to Hindustan Aeronautics Limited over a span of 24 months. We have a report.
Developed by ISRO, the SSLV is designed as a quick turnaround on demand launch vehicle that can be efficiently scaled for industrial production. It is aimed at capturing the growing global market for small satellite launches. The vehicle can be launched from Sriharikota for inclined orbits and from the upcoming launch site at Kulasekarapattinam for polar orbits. In a social media post, ISRO has mentioned the agreement marks a major milestone in the nation's space sector reforms, paving the way for the commercialization of SSLV. Its success Successful deployment is expected to strengthen the Indian space ecosystem while catering to both domestic and international demand for small satellite launch services. Payal Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Calcutta High Court gave permission to veterans of the Indian Army to stage a protest today under the Gandhi statue at Maidan area in Kolkata in connection with Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee's alleged remarks on the Army. Recently, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee made some remarks while Army personnel from the Eastern Command in Kolkata removed a temporary stage of Trinamool Congress from the Maidan area. It was reported that the army took this action after repeated appeals to remove the stage were ignored by the TMC and the Kolkata police had not taken any measures. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, and expressed deep concern over the recent Israeli attacks in Doha. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, India condemns the violation of the sovereignty of Qatar. He said New Delhi supports resolution of issues through dialogue and diplomacy and avoiding escalation. Mr. Modi stated that India stands firmly in support of peace and stability in the region and against terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Prime Minister appreciated Qatar's role in promoting regional peace and stability, including its mediation efforts in Gaza, aimed at securing a ceasefire and the release of hostages. Sheikh Tamim thanked Prime Minister Modi for his expression of solidarity with the people and the state of Qatar. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the government is actively engaging with the United States to finalize a bilateral trade agreement. His remarks came after U.S. President Donald Trump and Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared positive updates on trade and talks and the growing ease in bilateral relations. Speaking at the FICCI Leads Summit in New Delhi, Goyal stated that trade negotiations are underway with the European Union and New Zealand as well.
We should allow the negotiations to happen. We continue to have very good relations with the United States, and I'm sure that we'll be able to resolve some of these issues and come to an equitable, fair and balanced agreement.
Earlier, in a significant step towards easing trade tensions, President Trump announced that his administration had resumed trade negotiations with India. On this Independence Day, from the ramparts of Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms by Diwali. His vision was realized as the GST Council on 3rd of September approved rates rationalization, reducing tax rates in many sectors and easing the lives of citizens. Today, we'll look at how these reforms help the middle class by making household electronic items more affordable.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has provided significant relief to the middle class by making household electronic items more affordable. GST rates on products such as air conditioners, dishwashers, and LCD LED TVs have been lowered from 28% to 18%. This lower tax will directly boost demand for these appliances, helping domestic producers expand the market size. Expressing gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Director of the Mobile and Electronic Devices Export Promotional Council, Deshraj Badana has said that the new GST reforms will boost domestic demand and enhance household consumption.
Electronics sector, the reduction of GST on air conditioners and televisions from 28% to 18% is especially welcome. This has been a long-standing ask of the industry, and we are delighted to see it fulfilled. By making these appliances more affordable, the decision will stimulate domestic demand, expand household consumption, and create the scale required for India's electronics industry to compete globally. We thank the Honorable Prime Minister, Union and states representatives for their leadership in taking this decision.
The next generation GST reforms will enhance affordability for consumers and help build a stronger electronics manufacturing sector in India, and will also encourage localization efforts by reducing dependence on imports. With Vishnu P.S., Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will conduct an aerial survey of the flood-affected regions in Uttarakhand today. Following the survey, he will chair a high-level review meeting in Dehradun to assess the progress of relief and rehabilitation efforts.
In view of the Prime Minister's visit, elaborate security arrangements have been put in place. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami reached to Jolly Grant Airport last evening to review the preparations and security measures, ensuring necessary directions to officials. It may be recalled that this monsoon season, several districts of Uttarakhand, particularly Uttarkashi, Chamoli, Pauri, Bageshwar and Tehri, have faced significant disruptions due to heavy rainfall, landslides and floods. The Prime Minister's visit is expected to provide renewed direction and momentum to ongoing relief and reconstruction work. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Meanwhile, the IMD has forecast orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Odisha today. The IMD has also predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning in parts of northeastern states, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Uttarakhand and Andhra Pradesh for today. And on to sports. In Asia Cup 2025, India beat UAE by 9 wickets in the Group A match held in Dubai. India and UAE is also the fourth shortest completed T20 international match involving a full member side. The entire match lasted just 106 deliveries, falling 13 balls short of the record of 93. Chasing a modest target of 58, India cruised to victory in just 4.3 overs, losing only 1 wicket. Abhishek Sharma anchored the innings with a brilliant 30 off 16, while Shubman Gill provided key support with 20 runs, guiding India comfortably past the finishing line. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Anuja. Sending a positive rhetoric amid contradictory signals in India-US trade ties, the top headline in Hindustan Times says, Trump-Modi pledge talks to fix trade tariff impasse. With army taking charge, restoring order, Nepal hunts for a new leader. Women ex-CGI leads PM race, cites the Tribune. While the Asian Age writes, airport reopens as Air India begins special flights to evacuate Indians from Nepal. Foreign tourist arrivals likely to drop due to geopolitical conflicts, poor marketing and rising competition, reports The Economic Times with the headline, Inbound Tourist Trail May Be Less Crowded This Holiday Season. ECI plans pan-India revision of electoral rolls, reports The Pioneer. And finally, obesity becomes a global concern, reports The Times of India, citing a latest UN report revealing that more kids are overweight these days than underweight due to malnutrition. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold talks with his Mauritian counterpart Naveen Chandra Ramgulam in Varanasi to review full spectrum of bilateral cooperation. Indian Airlines to resume normal services to Kathmandu from today to bring back stranded people in Nepal. ISRO signs agreement for commercialization of small satellite launch vehicle technology. India expresses deep concern over Israeli attacks in Doha, calls to resolve issues through dialogue and diplomacy. And in cricket, India thrash hosts UAE by 9 wickets, chase a 58-run target in just 4.3 overs in Asia Cup at Dubai. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.